Hey, so I'm sitting here with Cindy Underhill from CarMax. Hey, Cindy, I was wondering if you could just introduce yourself and let us know what your role is in CarMax, and then perhaps you could share a success story with us.
I'm Cindy Underhill, the Recreation Director for the Village of CarMax. I've been working there for the last 4 years, and since then we've had two programs in particular that have been quite successful. One is the after-school program, and the other is our family night. The after-school program used to be a Catch Kids program that expanded to Monday to Friday program after school geared towards ages 5 to 12, but we also allow the teens to participate as well. So we average about 24 to 26 children each day, sometimes a bit lower, but generally that's where what we get. The family night, we started that a few years ago. It was every Thursday, and it was an opportunity for children to come to the rec center with their parents or guardians and play and enjoy all the activities that they were enjoying in the after-school program. So whether it was games in the gym or arts and crafts, movies and things like that. So initially it wasn't too successful. We didn't get a lot of attendance out. The times that we got more attendance was when we included a meal with the program. So after a bit of thought, we changed the program to twice a month, the second and fourth Thursday of each month. And what it includes is a dinner. And we have the gym is available for kids to play in. We have a movie. And then each table is given a basket that has crayons, coloring books, cards, and little games and things that they can do, activities right at their table. We used to do arts and crafts with our dinner as well, but the event has grown to the point where we don't have the staff and we can't accommodate that, so families are able to do their own activity but still enjoy time together within their family, but also enjoy time with other families. So right now we're averaging approximately 80 people per night, which is very successful for our little village.
Yeah, that's amazing. I definitely am impressed with that, because as a programmer with the City of Whitehorse, to have that big a turnout for the size of your community, that's really impressive. So, yeah, way to go. That's fantastic. So on the other side, I'd like to discuss maybe a few challenges that you face in your role in this community that you live in.
One of the main challenges is getting adults out to programs. We have a lot of programs for youth and families, and we've tried to get adult programs going, but we're having a real challenge getting not just them out for activities, but also getting them out to give us input and feedback as to what they do want. With the youth, we are pretty fortunate. We still have a number of youth ages 13 and older still coming to the rec center, but there is a small portion of youth that aren't coming to the rec center, so they're always a challenge in trying to find activities or things that they want to do so that we can get them back and having alternative activities for them.
Yeah, okay, and I'd be curious, because youth is a very broad term and people interpret it differently, what specific age group are you talking about?
I would say around 15 to 17, so high school age.
Great, thanks very much. And I would imagine there's a few other communities out there that can relate to engaging adults in their community, and hopefully we can put our heads together at the next gathering and see if we can come up with any brilliant ideas. Thank you so much, Cindy, for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Mia, and you're welcome.